Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Beautiful soul, welcome to the Quantum Journey Show with Heather Lee Strom, where we bridge the gap from lost and confused to sacred and connected. Today I have a very special guest joining us, Dr. Sandra Marie. Dr. Sandra is the host of the popular podcast Happy Hour for the Spiritually Curious, a platform that's known for inspiring and uplifting listeners with thought-provoking discussions on all things spiritual. Her journey is nothing short of fascinating, of course, and I'm so excited to share her with you today. Dr. Sandra, thank you so much for being here. Your transformation resonates deeply with me, especially because we share a similar path, and that being that we both started in the medical field before stepping into the metaphysical and ultimately immersing ourselves into the spiritual realm. This is a perfect place to begin our conversation today. Could you please share with our listeners how your journey unfolded and what led you to become such an influential voice for others?
Hi, Heather Lee. Hey, I want to thank you first for having me on the show. It is always an honor to share the journey and support others on their journeys with your work. And as you know, I'm a super big fan of the work that you do also. So I constantly repeat, healing is easy, it's not work. Whenever I hear that, I'm thinking of you.
Aw, great, thank you.
So yeah, you know, I started back in nursing, gosh, probably a good 3 decades ago, and it seems like the transition from the nursing, the healthcare, into the medical, physical, and then into the spiritual is honestly pretty organic. You know, I was the majority of my career, I was an ED nurse, so I was experiencing a lot with people and watching them in their worst moments with things that they didn't expect, providing services that save lives. And honestly, there was a lot of times where we did everything right and the outcome isn't exactly what you expected. Or sometimes things just by happenstance didn't go the way they were supposed to and you had really good outcomes. And all those moments really gave me pause to think, what else is playing into this? You know, there's got to be more to this than just the science of what we're doing that plays in it, because you see it all the time. You know, you're dealing with people as they're actively transitioning. And being in those moments really led me to believe that life was a lot bigger than, it was a lot bigger than we are. And I have to tell you, it's sort of interesting because, you know, the medicine is really steeped heavily in science. And, you know, I came from that background and belief of science, and it really has expanded more into consciousness, and the consciousness is the foundation. But I'm coming to realize, looking at it backwards, the science and the mathematics of us as spiritual beings here having this experience on Earth is very real. It's honestly just way more advanced than what you and I were doing in healthcare.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great way to put it. So how did you get from healthcare to where you are now?
So it's sort of, it really is interesting getting to where I'm at now. A lot of it is intuition, but whoever are my spirit guides are working with me on the other side. I don't know if it's just because I was dense and not quite moving the way I was supposed to, but I truly was gifted, like, basic messages moving along. One of the big transitions that really changed my existence was a lot of the people that I was working with were seeing this medium, and they would talk about these visits with this medium and their personal experiences, and it really fascinated me. And gosh, this was decades ago. And for whatever reason, I just had a really strong curiosity about it, and I really wanted to call this medium and set up a session. But I didn't, because I didn't know any dead people. So it seemed to be what prompted these folks were when people in their life had left and they wanted to make a connection. So my friend basically said, hey, just set the appointment up. You've been talking about this for a year. Just do it already. And so I set up the appointment, and I met this guy, and I was like, hey, I don't really know any dead people, but I work with a lot of people who come and see you, and I'm really fascinated by this. Long story short, apparently I know a lot of dead people who came through, a grandmother that I had never met in this life because she transitioned way before I came in. But the reality of that whole experience was, like, we exist. We exist after we die. Mm-hmm. And there was, like, the proof that this guy gave me, there's no way he could have known this. He was in a different state, never met him, knew nothing about him, and it was just undeniable. So it shifted my whole belief system. Then I got this message, honestly, how I got into the energy work. I was very curious because you'd see people come into the ER for the same thing all the time, and honestly, what we were providing wasn't making a difference. And I had started going to a holistic practitioner who started talking about, you know, knee pain being related to your gallbladder and anger and all these different connections. And that really sort of fascinated me. And he would fix things for me really easy. Like, I couldn't understand why aren't we using this as a method of healthcare? And, you know, obviously there's not a lot of money in it because they do fix you pretty quickly. But I got a message to become a Reiki master and didn't know what that was at that time, pursued it. And that was my first experience with energy work. And it was really, it was exciting. It was real. And I was fascinating. Like, I'm the proverbial doubting Thomas. Like, I can really do this and make a difference. And I was playing with it, believing that I really didn't have the ability to make a difference. And people were responding back with, what did you just do to me? I just felt that. What's going on? And I was like, whoa, am I really doing this? And that really started the big difference. And I had this pull to, the hospital I was working with at the time had a project going on in the Middle East. And for some reason, I kept getting pulled into, like, this project. I was really interested in it. And it took 8 years. I kept going back to it. I ended up in the Middle East working on this project for this healthcare company. And that was like just the whole, that honestly, that's a whole different miraculous journey in itself to talk about. I know we have a brief amount of time, but when I was in the Middle East, what I realized was I wasn't there for the job. I had been brought there for different reasons, and In that area, I was able to travel to eastern places really easy and inexpensively. So I was going to Bangladesh. I got to spend 2 weeks in Tibet in the monasteries. And I was always searching. And what I realized, everywhere I went and everywhere I searched the messages, they were all the same. Like, the basic tenets of the truth was all the same. So it was, honestly, literally my last trip before I came back to the States was a trip to Egypt. And that was like the crown jewel of all the trips. It obviously everything happens by design. I just am realizing that as I'm speaking this to you really now. And I get on this trip. I went by myself, and didn't know anyone, and I'm with these people who are, they're all gifted. Like, they all have these crazy special gifts. You know, they're mediums, and they channel, and it was like, I was in this, like, this is really wild, but I'm not really sure why I'm here and how I fit into any of this. And they were all so excited. They talked about how they had all these past lives in Egypt, and, I mean, they were going on, and I was like, well, yeah, okay, like, I don't feel any of that at all, like, none of it. It didn't make sense to me. I remember texting a friend, like, this is crazy, like, off the charts. Not sure how I fit in, but these people are, like, super cool. I think the third day we went and visited this tomb, and I just became overwhelmed. Like, I could physically feel the energy in this tomb. And before you know it, I was, like, on my knees kissing the sarcophagus saying, Father, I miss you. And I'm like, what is going on here? Like, I was just so taken back, but I couldn't overcome these emotions and feelings at the same time. It wasn't one of those, like, I'm sitting back there and watching it, like, I'm physically doing this. And I was like, damn, this is a lot to process. And then that continued the rest of that trip. I had a little incident with the statue Sekhmet, who clearly I visually saw myself sitting as a child with this grandmother type of lady who was the energy from the statue. And someone had a picture of me with the statue, and I literally looked like a child hugging it and just, like, crying this pure joy. I would say, honestly, Heather Lee, it's the first time in my life that I felt pure, not humanist, joy and love. Because we could talk on a whole show about love and what that means.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came back from that trip, I realized that I'm not a seeker anymore. No more seeking for me. Like, I am done seeking. I understand that part of it. And it's sort of like the whole, from Wizard of Oz, the Good Witch. I have this on my Facebook. Like, you've had the power all the time, my dear. Like, you've known all these things all the time. And so now it's just living a life of experience, because it doesn't stop, as you know. We're continually evolving and experience and growing. And that's sort of been a very quick little snapshot what that journey has looked like. So that's crazy to think you're an ED nurse, right? And that journey literally energetically shifted you to this whole other evolution of looking at life and the existence that we're in now. And we're so gifted to be here because we're in the middle of the shift in the new world, right?
Right. Right. So how did your life change after that? Did you go back and quit your job and just start doing energy work? What happened?
So that's interesting. I went back, and when I returned, I actually ended up on the Navajo Zuni reservations in New Mexico. And I was really looking to do, like, a level of volunteer work while I was, but getting paid for it, so to speak. I got my doctorate in the Middle East, and I did do a lot of volunteer work. That's why I was in Bangladesh in these third hospitals and serving these populations that it's really hard for us in the U.S. to understand how these other populations live and their resources. And honestly, a lot of them have a lot of joy. They're some of the poorest people I've met, but some of the happiest people I met.
Right.
So I ended up being gifted this job on the reservations. COVID hit while I was there. I'll be honest with you, it ended up being a very dark period, even knowing energetically what I was doing and growing with it, but watching what was happening, because the resources there are just, it's unbelievable that this exists in the United States. It's honestly, I went to third world countries that were poorer than these reservations, and there was just, you know, a lot of death with it. And I had to, eventually I was there for about a year and a half, And it took me to removing myself from the situation to really be able to process it and then grow from that. And it really made it hard to work in healthcare. Healthcare can be pretty toxic. And currently I am working in energy and doing the podcast. And I do a little bit of consulting in it, so I still have my foot in it, but it doesn't consume my life like it had consumed my life before.
Right. Yeah, that I can imagine that must have been tough. And I have history, I'm sure you do too, within the Indian population. So that really probably hit home for you more than you expected it to.
It did, and, you know, I bought this farm, and I'm looking to do some retreats here, and it's also been a time of growth for me. And there's I've definitely met, I have Tukro, who's an Indian guide, and a couple of his folks. There's definitely natives that are energetically on this property, and they were first watching me. And basically what they said was they weren't sure. They weren't sure of me and sure of what I was doing and of my commitment to the pureness of the land, because this had been strip mined before. So this land has also gone through a lot of pain and is going through a rebirth with it. Mm-hmm. And Tukro said, I understand what you're doing, and I see your truth, and we're willing to work with you. So I'm not exactly sure what that means, but it feels good. When I'm out drumming with the drum, they always show. It's interesting.
That's really cool.
Interesting energetically out here.
So you have vision. You're able to see?
It's just that
energetically.
That's something new for me. I'm really in the evolving process. So it was sort of like with the Reiki. You know, energetically, I was like, oh, I can do this. And, you know, I do the podcast. It's really important to me. But a lot of people ask me, like, what do you do with your work? Like, do you have a practice? You know, I do some energetic work with Reiki. And honestly, it goes back to some of what I've shared with you with Egypt. I still am not convinced myself that I'm that powerful, and I have that, even though I know it. Like, I talk with people all the time that experience. I'm going to tell you, I had an incident with a cat recently, and the cat's name is, I have a couple of cats, but this cat's name is Cat. Yes, I'm not very creative. And I really became attached to the, I had three, one of them got killed, and unfortunately, just by another animal. And I've really become attached to these other two cats. And they're barn cats, but they live a good life in the barn, trust me. And I went out the one day, and there was something wrong with Cat. And one of my friends was over, and she was helping me work on some remodeling and stuff that we're doing to get this ready. And she's also a nurse. And I'm like, hey, can you come out? I really need you to help me look at the cat. And I forgot that she's like a cat empath. Like, you have... I'm a people empath.
No.
She's an animal empath. Because when we were done, she's like, why did you, like, expose me to that? Like, I could feel that with the cat. So basically, the cat's back leg was dangling. And the bones weren't attached. And I was like, and it was hopping on three legs. And, you know, I'm like, oh, this isn't good. So she went home, and she's like, you know, what are you doing with the cat? Like, you need to get the cat to a vet. And I'm like, I know I need to get the cat to a vet. Well, it turns out, like, there are no vets out here, like, no vets. And the weather has gotten bad, so even, you know, driving over to the next state was a bit of a challenge. And I really hadn't brought up the cat to her. So I knew I needed to address the cat situation, and it was breaking my heart. It really was killing me. I didn't want to have to euthanize the cat. So I sat there for 48 hours, and I just energetically put out that the bones were healed and the bones were back in place, and, you know, I'm doing all this quantum energy work on the cat. And I can't even hardly say this to you, Heatherly. I get up, do my usual routine, I walk out to the cat, I walk out to the barn, and the cat runs up from behind. And I'm dumbfounded. The cat is running on all four legs, as if nothing had ever happened.
Wow.
Like, I'm not making
it up.
Look
what you did.
Well, so here's, like, I go back to the house, like, freaked out. Like, I'm freaked out by this. I'm like, how's the cat walking? Like, how did this happen? Did I really do this? So it was about a week later, and I'm like, hey, Connie, I need to talk to you about the cat. And she's like, well, I wondered you hadn't brought it up. So I couldn't bring it up because I'm just devastated. I'm still upset that you made me have to feel its leg and experience the cat. And I'm like, the cat's fine. It's walking. It's walking without a problem. She's like, what? And I was like, well, I was afraid to tell you that you were going to think that I'm crazy. Like, I think that I just energetically healed the cat, and I'm going to send you a video. And she's like, this video is from today. I'm like, uh-huh. She's walking down the ladder and just jumped across the barn. Like, I says, I just have to accept that I fixed this cat. It's a miracle.
Oh. That's incredible. Oh, we've got a lot more to talk about, but we need to take a really quick break here, you guys, so stay with us. You've been listening to the Quantum Journey Show with Heather Lee Strom. We've got more to talk to Dr. Sandra Marie about, so stay where you're at, and we will be right back.
Dogs have a true purpose. If you love dogs, or even if you don't, you can expand your healing, spiritual awareness, and consciousness with the magic of Heather Lee Strom's book, Canine Spirit Guides. Canine Spirit Guides is an award-winning book giving you details on how special canine angels can appear and act as spirit guides to help you when you need them. Canine Spirit Guides. Buy it now at Amazon.com or visit HeatherLeeStrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Lee, Strom.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Now you can heal using Heather Lee Strom's Canine Spirit Guides. This energetic method unique to Heather Lee Strom can be done virtually worldwide to help you realize emotional and spiritual healing, to get answers to questions, and so much more. To take advantage of this advanced quantum healing experience, work with Heather and her Canine Spirit Guides. Just schedule your appointment on her website right now at HeatherLeeStrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Strom.com.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
A new dimension of healing awaits you with Heather Lee Strom. Heather Lee Strom, a quantum healing specialist and galactic canine channel, connects with the intergalactic version of our dogs to help you heal, expand, and elevate your consciousness with one-on-one sessions or in a group. You can experience her unique virtual healing sessions energetically to help you align and activate your highest potential. Sign up at her website today. Visit HeatherLeeStrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Lee, Strom.com. Howling at the Moon with the Canine Spirit Guides is a wonderful weekly TV show that Heather Lee Strom has created just for you on Gnostic TV. Imagine diving into the world of the Canine Spirit Guides to feel their powerful healing frequency help you just by watching this show. You'll even listen to interviews with inspiring guests and so much more on Howling at the Moon with the Canine Spirit Guides. It's free, and you can register at HeatherLeeStrom.com. Click on Media and then Gnostic TV, and you're there. HeatherLeeStrom.com.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back to the Quantum Journey Show with Heather Lee Strom, where we bridge the gap from lost and confused
to Sacred and Connected. Today we're visiting with Dr. Sandra Marie, host of the Happy Hour for the Spiritually Curious podcast. And before the break, we were chatting with her about her spiritual evolution from her traditional nursing job into a spiritual realization and career in a way through her, also she has a welcoming and educational platform for her podcast and her summit series. So we're going to be talking about that a little bit more in this segment. But Sandra, first I want to talk a little bit more about something you said to me last week. The new world shift we're going through about the microcosm to oneness. That really perked my interest. You want to speak about that a little bit?
Yeah, that's actually a perfect transition, Heather Lee. So the listeners got to hear my Lost and Confused, and now they get to hear my more focused spiritual evolution. And, you know, I want everyone out there to realize that this is for all of you, anyone and everyone. If I'm healing and putting together cat bones through energy work and my couch, you guys can do this too. So, you know, as we're doing this work, we hear a lot about the shift. If you're dabbling into any kind of spiritual work, I think that the shift in the new world has come up a lot. So, and it really is an involvement from the medical world too. So mm-hmm. It's all oneness. We are all one. We're all, everything on the planet is one. The plants, all of us. The universe is one. There's just, it's so evolved and there's so much, but when we think about it, we're the microcosm in it, right? So I am a single expression in my humanness, and then we get into little work groups that become microcosms of the oneness. You know, the work we do together is a microcosm of the oneness, so it's all one consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
We're all one, and we focus on that energy. But at the same time, there are fractals of it or pieces of it. We're separate. So when we talk mm-hmm. about the new world, and I think a lot of times folks may get lost, like, with this new world, and, you know, it's all about the imagination and the creation of how we're creating it. But at the same time, the new world here on Earth is still going to look the same. My living room is mm-hmm. going to look the same. The chair that you're sitting on is going to look the same. It's really the energy of all of this that's shifting. So I have spent the last 4 years working with mastering alchemy. So I am alchemizing my body to shift it from this dense third dimensionalness into this crystalline body. So it's we're physically evolving and escalating our energy, because it's all these energetic vibrations and patterns. When we talked earlier about the science and the math of it, you know, it's the vibrations, it's the science, it's raising those vibrations, which make us be seen in some worlds and not seen in other worlds. Like, I know that you've experienced things where you have seen energetically that I've not, but you're vibrating at a different level than I am, so that you're connecting mm-hmm. with those. So mm-hmm. our bodies are becoming lighter, they're becoming more crystalline as this whole energetic field is evolving.
Right. Right, and you can actually shift your body to operate more on an energetic level, like producing energy from energy instead of needing to eat food. So our bodies are changing drastically
yes.
for those of us who wish for that to happen, but it is possible.
It is, and there's a lot of different modalities to do that. So with the podcast Happy Hour for the Spiritually Curious, that's what I think that I bring. That's what I bring to the table, is I'm bringing lots of different people, lots of different practices, lots of different ways to approach it. Because what resonates for one person is not going to resonate for the next. And all of us on this spiritual journey absolutely know that there's many paths to get to the same place, for sure.
Yeah. Right, let's talk about your podcast. So what is it you focus on with your podcast?
So I focus on bringing different, I focus on bringing on different guests who offer different spiritual platforms. They have different spiritual tools. I think that right now, especially, we're seeing lots of different spiritual technology that is becoming available and exposing itself, and different people are tuned into it more. Like, the work you do is, like, super powerful, but it's advanced technology. I'll call it advanced spiritual technology, but it's probably a different type of technology. So you're in a pioneering field. I just talked to a lady that will be on the show next week that also talks a lot about how she works with a different energy and is able, she's created different frequency patterns to heal. And I think that honestly we're going to start seeing that permeate into traditional medicine. They may not embrace it without kicking and fighting, but it's coming in. So it's bringing a lot of different ideas and modalities, and it's exposing it. So I'm just bringing as much out there that I can expose people to who are curious to see what resonates, what doesn't resonate, and help them on their journey. So it doesn't matter if you're early to the show or if you've been on this path for a long time. I guarantee you that there's something there for you.
Yeah, I mean, there really truly is a wide variety, and that's what's so nice about it, because everybody wants something a little bit different, and everybody resonates with something differently. So by having such a variety on your show, then you have something for everybody.
Yes, absolutely. And we've added two new monthly series. One is called Unlocking Your Universe, where it is myself and a co-host having conversations, because even those of us who may seem more evolved, we're still curious. Sometimes we have experiences and we're like, WTF was that? And you need someone to talk to. I mean, we still get confused and curious, so you need to have those conversations. And the other is living with your intuition. And I love our tagline for this. It's love loud, live loud. But intuition is such a big piece of this game, and it's really sort of rising to the surface now. And intuition is a lot of how we get to where we're at, and it's a lot of what draws people to us energetically also. You know, we become magnets.
Let's tell people how they can find your podcast.
They can find my podcast on YouTube at Wild Soul Gatherings. And I have a website, Wild Soul Gatherings, also. Or you can just get the podcast platforms and put it in there.
Okay. Well, everybody check out Dr. Sandra Marie's podcast on WildSoulsGatheringPodcast.com. And Dr. Sandra, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and your gifts with us. And we have to take a break. We're going to say goodbye to Dr. Sandra. And we really appreciate you coming on today and giving us all this incredible information. But we're going to take a really quick break right here. Don't go anywhere, you guys, because when we return, we're going to be switching gears to quantum living, how you can live a quantum experience right here on Earth. You're listening to the Quantum Journey Show with Heather Lee Strom. Stay with us.
Now you can heal using Heather Lee Strom's Canine Spirit Guides. This energetic method, unique to Heather Lee Strom, can be done virtually worldwide to help you realize emotional and spiritual healing, to get answers to questions, and so much more. To take advantage of this advanced quantum healing experience, work with Heather and her Canine Spirit Guides. Just schedule your appointment on her website right now at heatherleestrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Strom.com.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
A new dimension of healing awaits you with Heather Lee Strom. Heather Lee Strom, a quantum healing specialist and galactic canine channel, connects with the intergalactic version of our dogs to help you heal, expand, and elevate your consciousness with one-on-one sessions or in a group. You can experience her unique virtual healing sessions energetically to help you align and activate your highest potential. Sign up at her website today. Visit heatherleestrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Lee, Strom.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Howling at the Moon with the Canine Spirit Guides is a wonderful weekly TV show that Heather Lee Strom has created just for you on Gnostic TV. Imagine diving into the world of the Canine Spirit Guides to feel their powerful healing frequency help you just by watching this show. You'll even listen to interviews with inspiring guests and so much more on Howling at the Moon with the Canine Spirit Guides. It's free and you can register at heatherleestrom.com. Click on Media and then Gnostic TV and you're there. HeatherLeeStrom.com. Dogs have a true purpose. If you love dogs, or even if you don't, you can expand your healing, spiritual awareness, and consciousness with the magic of Heather Lee Strom's book, Canine Spirit Guides. Canine Spirit Guides is an award-winning book giving you details on how special canine angels can appear and act as spirit guides to help you when you need them. Canine Spirit Guides. Buy it now at Amazon.com or visit HeatherLeeStrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Lee, Strom.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Quantum Journey Show with Heather Lee Strom, where we bridge the gap from lost and confused to sacred and connected. If you're enjoying this show, be sure to join me here every third Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time for another exciting episode with compelling spiritual guests. But for now, we're shifting into my segment on quantum living. By this, I mean how the quantum is already a part of your life, and you may not even realize it. In this segment, I'll share examples of how the quantum is embedded in our daily lives, giving us access to the infinite, the all, and the multiverse. Today, I want to turn that focus inward on you and dazzle you with how quantum your body is designed to be. I'm going to give you five examples of quantum gateways that lie within your own sacred human body. First and foremost, your heart space is a portal to the quantum. With any type of quantum healing, we first drop into the heart, out of the mind and into this powerful space where frequency flows freely. In meditation, we connect to point zero, a place of nothingness where everything becomes accessible. And this is commonly achieved through the heart portal by dropping your awareness into the moment and into your heart space. Did you know your heart is this powerful? Secondly, your DNA, your blueprint, already holds quantum frequency coding. This encrypted coding can be activated to support profound healing, spiritual growth, time-space navigation, knowledge of your soul's history, and even the discovery of quantum tools to make your life here on Earth easier. When the Canine Spirit Guides began working with me, I received many energetic upgrades that released these codes from my dormant DNA. I could often see light codes streaming into my energetic field. These codes brought hidden knowledge and abilities to the surface
by activating dormant sections of my DNA, and my gifts were unlocked. Your DNA is so much more than you realize it is. Now, your third quantum gateway lies in your own chakras. You actually have 13 chakras. Each are fifth dimensional gateways and powerful transmission centers. There's one for each constellation, and yes, there are actually 13 constellations, but that's a topic for another show. Each of your chakras connects directly with powerful star frequency, which can be utilized for fast, powerful, energetic balance and healing. These energy centers are so much more than we have ever understood them to be. So that's a very powerful gateway for us to access. Now, your fourth gateway is one of my favorites, and it's your dream state, a true quantum playground. Many people don't realize how much their consciousness interacts with the quantum when they're asleep. Have you ever had a hard time waking up feeling heavy, sluggish? And it's like it's hard to control your body when you get out of bed. Like, you get up, and then you have to sit right back down. Everything's heavy, cloudy. What day is it anyway? Does this sound familiar? Assuming this isn't from poor diet or lack of sleep, this could be because you've been traveling through other dimensions during the night while you're asleep. Earth's gravity is really dense. When you've been in your light body or on other planets, it's hard to readjust to the heaviness of Earth. This was nearly a nightly occurrence through my awakening and continues to this day. Fortunately, I am able to remember much of it. I visit these beautiful, surreal places that feel familiar, not consciously, but on a soul level. I reconnect with beings I don't consciously recognize, but who feel like family, and we experience joyous, deeply moving reunions. Sometimes the canine guides take me on journeys to other galaxies to retrieve new tools or skills. So why don't you ask to remember your dreams tonight and see what happens? All right, your final example of the quantum within you is your Merkaba. Most people know about the aura, a field of energy surrounding the physical body, but outside your aura, you have a Merkaba. What's a Merkaba, you ask? Imagine a beautifully balanced star-shaped structure made of two interlocking pyramids. One points up and the other points down, and they overlap each other sort of at your waistline area. It's like a 3D star that radiates energy and light. Now, that upward pyramid that points upward connects you to masculine cosmic energy and the quantum field, while the downward pyramid grounds you to feminine earth energy. Together, these two parts create a harmonious flow and a bridge between heaven and earth, the quantum and the physical. When your Merkaba is fully activated and spinning correctly, you feel deeply connected and can access infinite information and energy. You are vibrant and healthy, completely dialed into all the wisdom you seek. All of these quantum connections lie within you, and as you open your awareness, you connect in and you learn to utilize them. But If these are so accessible, what I find so incredible is most people aren't utilizing them to access the quantum, to get the benefit of the quantum, to get the benefit of that connection. And the greatest reason for our lack of incorporation is our busy, cluttered minds. We have an estimated of 80,000 to 90,000 thoughts per day. And the window to the quantum lies within the stillness in the now. that takes training, devotion, and determination. But also what gets in our way are our environmental toxins, our negative thoughts, our unhealthy habits. We need to utilize clean eating, regular fasting, exercise, meditation, breath work, and avoid toxins to keep our bodies clean like a temple so that we can use our bodies to connect with the quantum. What's in play here? But I wanted to give you this information so that you have this knowledge of the quantum within you, your heart, your DNA, your chakras, your dreams, and your Merkaba. All right? So we're going to take a really quick break here. And if you want to learn more about topics like this, you might want to check out my show on Gnostic TV because I cover a lot of really cool topics like this. Just visit my webpage, heatherleestrom.com/media. You're listening to the Quantum Journey Show with Heather Lee Strom. We need to take a quick break. We'll be right back. And when we come back, I'm going to introduce you to one of the canine spirit guides, Pajama. So don't go anywhere.
A new dimension of healing awaits you with Heather Lee Strom. Heather Lee Strom, a quantum healing specialist and galactic canine channel, connects with the intergalactic version of our dogs to help you heal, expand, and elevate your consciousness with one-on-one sessions or in a group. You can experience her unique virtual healing sessions energetically to help you align and activate your highest potential. Sign up at her website today. Visit heatherleestrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Lee, Strom.com.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Howling at the Moon with the Canine Spirit Guides is a wonderful weekly TV show that Heather Lee Strom has created just for you on Gnostic TV. Imagine diving into the world of the canine spirit guides to feel their powerful healing frequency help you just by watching the show. You'll even listen to interviews with inspiring guests and so much more on Howling at the Moon with the Canine Spirit Guides. It's free and you can register at heatherleestrom.com. Click on Media and then Gnostic TV and you're there. heatherleestrom.com.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Dogs have a true purpose. If you love dogs, or even if you don't, you can expand your healing, spiritual awareness, and consciousness with the magic of Heather Lee Strom's book, Canine Spirit Guides. Canine Spirit Guides is an award-winning book giving you details on how special canine angels can appear and act as spirit guides to help you when you need them. Canine Spirit Guides. Buy it now at Amazon.com or visit HeatherLeeStrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Lee, Strom.com. Now you can heal using Heather Lee Strom's Canine Spirit Guides. This energetic method, unique to Heather Lee Strom, can be done virtually worldwide to help you realize emotional and spiritual healing, to get answers to questions, and so much more. To take advantage of this advanced quantum healing experience, work with Heather and her Canine Spirit Guides. Just schedule your appointment on her website right now at heatherleestrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Strom.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Quantum Journey Show with Heather Lee Strom, where we bridge the gap from lost and confused to sacred and connected. In our final segment today, Wisdom from the Canine Spirit Guide, I'm going to introduce you to Pajama, one of the essential eight canine spirit guides. This delightful guide first introduced herself to me about 8 months ago as I was preparing for a client session. This particular client needed her unique skills, and since then, I've come to truly enjoy working with her. As you may know, the canine spirit guides embody a conjoined frequency, and by that I mean a mix of a dog breed and a shamanic animal frequency. And Pajama has chosen the Schipperke dog and the owl. So the Schipperke, in case you don't or you're not familiar with this little black dog, originated in Belgium in the 1600s to work on ships. And this breed is known for its curiosity, its faithfulness, fearlessness, confidence, independence, mischievousness, as well as its alert qualities. And Pajama mirrors these breed characteristics, and in working with you, she might be reflecting a need for you to shift your own loyalty, possibly back to yourself, a need for you to move forward more fearlessly, guided by your own curiosity, or maybe to have more confidence in your own inner knowing. Perhaps you need to trust your independence with permission to follow your unique path confidently. And interestingly enough, although Schipperkes in the U.S. typically don't have tails, Pajama has a curly tail and uses it energetically during sessions, which is really cute. Now, the owl aspect of Pajama represents transformation, reawakening, and reconnecting with ancient knowledge. Owls illuminate the hidden and the false, helping you to see through illusions and uncover truth. When Pajama works with you, her owl may be reflecting your need to embrace the paranormal without fear, maybe to slow down and observe your surroundings, utilizing the owl's 360-degree swivel neck. Maybe you need to calm your mind and body to receive what it is you seek. She might be providing you an invitation to engage your own X-ray vision to reveal hidden truths. Or maybe you need to release what's weighing you down. Pajama's essence is all about expansion and upgrades. Her energy feels cool, crisp, playful, and even a bit misty or swirly, kind of like a gentle fog. When we work with this canine guide, she may use her owl wings and even her beak to shift energy, her Schipperke bark, as well as the shiny black coat she has, provides transformative frequency. She's even been known for joyful spinning or jumping with excitement to facilitate our engagement during a session. She's rather adorable. We often get the giggles in her presence because joy and play are an integral component of her process. She's a delight to work with, always bringing lightness and transformation to those ready for profound shifts. Now, as you may recall from the previous three canine spirit guides I have introduced, each of these guides has a title that encompasses their specialty, and hers is the Weaver of Divine Magic, and she truly is magical. She wants to encourage you to honor life's magic, embracing your life and your experiences with joy, curiosity, and wonder. And in doing so, she strives to highlight where you may still be living the illusion that effectively blocks this incredible magical experience. But let's talk a little bit about some examples of how she has assisted my clients so far, and maybe this will give you a better understanding of who she is and how she works. She's assisted many clients in weaving in new timelines. You know, when you are completely shifting out of who you are now and you're moving into a whole new version of yourself, or maybe into a whole new direction, engaging a new timeline really helps to make this a truly delightful and magical experience. And this is what she does for my clients. She can also easily upgrade our DNA to accommodate for higher frequency shifts, body and consciousness upgrades. And that's a fascinating concept. I've seen her recalibrate the ego, which is very interesting. Distorted egocentric input can jam your connection to your own intuition. Now, did you know your ego needs an energetic upgrade as you expand, changing its settings and sensitivities? This prevents your ego from dragging you back into that lower frequency. You know how it likes to question everything. You don't want to be going backwards as you're trying to climb to higher elevations. I didn't know any of this was possible or necessary until Padma showed me and did it for a client. Some other cool things I've seen her do is upgrade my client's ability to see or perceive joy and magic in our own lives, and sometimes she'll even amplify it. I've seen her soothe the nervous system. Our nervous system often becomes agitated as a result of stimulants in our food and our environment, toxins, pollutants, and emotions that we hang on to. These are all very traumatic to our nerves, and she has the ability to soothe those nerves. With one group she worked with, she actually revved up their curiosity, their desire to find their highest connection. She woke them up spiritually. It was incredible. And yet, in another group, she gifted everyone cosmic discs for their eyes. She called them contacts, and she lightly placed them over the eyelids, and these contacts gave the group vision through the fog, through the shadows, through the illusions, basically gave them x-ray vision, and it allowed them to easily identify the truth behind the illusion. And recently, she utilized black diamond frequency during a session that she assisted with. And I had never even worked with black diamond frequency. I didn't even know it existed. I had to go look it up afterwards to see if it was real. But there's some really cool stuff here, you guys. I could go on and on. Not time. If you're curious about working with Padma, she did participate in my Easy Button Healing workshop earlier this year, and you can find that three-part workshop now on as an on-demand program on my webpage, or you could schedule your own healing session with the Canine Spirit Guides and find out what's in store for you. There's always something amazing to discover with them. So check that out. Just visit heatherleestrom.com. That's Heather, LEIGHSTROM.com. We're going to take a really quick break here, and you've been listening to the Quantum Journey Show with Heather Lee Strom. Stay with us. I'll be right back with some final thoughts.
Remember, positive impact. www.healthylife.net.
Thank you for joining me today. I hope you have enjoyed our riveting guest and quantum topics. You've been listening to The Quantum Journey Show with Heather Lee Strom, where we bridge the gap from lost and confused to sacred and connected. That wraps up our show this month, beautiful soul. If you've enjoyed our conversation today, be sure to join me every month on the third Tuesday here on Healthy Life Radio at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. And you can always check out my show archives on my webpage. If you want more, check out my Gnostic TV show and my offerings. Also, feel free to message any questions or topic suggestions. Just go to heatherleestrom.com. That's Heather, LEIGHSTROM.com. Until next time, embrace your quantum frequency and transform your reality. Be your best out there. Love ya.